at 11 o'clock, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Kirsten Perucha. It's 13 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, Colonel Russell Williams is making headlines again. Two new developments in his case were released yesterday. The colonel is laid with 82 breaking and entering charges. They are additional to his sexual assault and murder charges. The Globe and Mail reports that Williams is expected to plead guilty to all charges. He is currently being held in a detention center in Napanee and has been under close watch since his suicide attempt earlier this month. The former Canadian military commander appeared in court yesterday in Belleville, Ontario. The OPP claimed that breaking and entering occurs in Tweed, Belleville, and Ottawa. Williams was first charged in February for first-degree murder in the deaths of Marie-France Comeau and Jessica Lord. He is also linked to other unsolved mysteries in eastern Ontario. Williams will appear in court again on June 24th. A raging fire on the roof of a Queens Quay condo lit up the sky yesterday evening. The three-alarm fire began around 5 p.m. and was quickly controlled when about 50 firefighters arrived to the scene. The 31-story-high building is called Maple Condos and is located at 260 Queens Quay. Large clouds of thick black smoke covered the rooftop, which was able to be seen several kilometers away. Two adults were brought to hospital with minor injuries, but no cause of the fire has yet been found. A 16-year-old boy collapses during his rugby match after being hit yesterday afternoon. The teen collapsed on the field at Pope John Paul II Catholic Secondary School. The teen is a student from Marshall McLuhan Catholic Secondary School. Police say he suffered from a medical complication during the game. It was reported he was without vital signs at one point. He was immediately taken to a trauma center in Sunnybrook Hospital, where he is being treated for severe head injuries. Photos of two suspects for the mugging of a 79-year-old man on a subway train have been released by police. The two suspects are described as black males in their 20s. The photos were taken by security surveillance cameras. On Monday, 79-year-old Youssef Hazel was aboard a subway train when the two men pinned him down and stole his wallet. The attackers fled on foot when the train pulled into Chester Station. Hazel chased after the two men but was unable to catch them. The wallet was later found outside the station. Hazel claims that other passengers in subway car ignored his plea for help while being attacked. Transit officials and police are asking for those with information about the crime to please contact them. Researchers say the combination of smoking, drinking too much, inactivity, and poor diet can age you by 12 years. Diane Kepley of the Associated Press reports a change of lifestyle may help you live longer and look younger.
British researchers found that people who eat healthy foods, exercise, stop smoking, and stay away from alcohol can avoid looking older than they really are. They say modest changes in lifestyle can make a big difference.
The findings are based on a study of nearly 5,000 British adults who were tracked for 20 years. Now turning to sports. The Blue Jays won 6-3 yesterday against the Oakland Athletics. The Jays can thank catcher John Buck for their victory. Buck scored 3 home runs and drove in 5 RBIs. To celebrate Buck's triumph, teammate Sean Markham smeared Buck's face with a towel full of shaving cream. Because of the win, the Jays snapped their 5-game losing streak. They will return to the Diamond tonight at 7 against the A's. The Montreal Canadiens and the Pittsburgh Penguins are set to face off for Game 1 of the second round in the NHL playoffs. The Habs made it this far by eliminating the Washington Capitals in 7 games in the first round. The Capitals had high hopes of winning that series, as they were up 3-1. The Habs have Yaroslav Halak to thank for his amazing goaltending throughout those 7 games, but we'll have to see if he can hold up against Penguins captain Sidney Crosby. In the regular season, Crosby had 4 goals and 2 assists against the Habs. The Penguins and the Canadiens are meeting tonight in Pittsburgh, tonight at 7, to open the NHL semifinals. And the defending NBA champions are hoping to close off their first round in Oklahoma City tonight. The LA Lakers are leading the series against the Thunder 3-2. Thus far, Lakers star player Kobe Bryant has not been playing to the best of his ability. Bryant has been suffering from finger and knee injuries, which are supposedly slowing down his game. However, his Oklahoma counterpart, Kevin Durant, is doing the exact opposite. Durant is the leading point scorer for the Thunder. The two teams will be facing off tonight in Oklahoma City at 9:30. And now in entertainment. Sandra Bullock has a new man in her life, but this one isn't a gold statue named Oscar or a cheating husband named Jesse James. Her new man is her adopted son, Louis Bardo Bullock. The shocking news is revealed in the latest issue of People magazine. Bullock tells all about the secret adoption and the future of her life with a child. Louis is only 3 months old and was born in New Orleans. Bullock and James began the adoption process 4 years ago. They finally brought Lewis home in January and kept it a secret since then. Bullock tells People that she is working on finalizing the adoption as a single parent amidst her divorce with James. Critics are questioning whether Bullock's first appearance to the public should be revealing her secret adopted son. Some say it's a bold move by Bullock, others say it's a publicity stunt. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Kirsten Prucha, and have a good day.